President Trump is continuing his attacks on the whistleblower who reported concerns about Trump's phone call to Ukraine's president. Over the weekend, Trump claimed that the whistleblower complaint wasn't credible because it was based on second and third hand information. This was things that were heard from concerned White House officials. But House lawmakers are preparing to hold a series of depositions this week in their inquiry. And yesterday, the Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff defended the whistleblower on ABC's This Week.
This whistleblower showed a lot of guts to come forward. And the fact that what the whistleblower related came from third parties doesn't make it less credible when that information is borne out.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is also readying for another week. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Robin.
And as we look ahead to the week, who is on lawmakers' list that they might hear from? And will they hear from the whistleblower?
They want to hear from the whistleblower, of course. But at this point, a legal agreement is in negotiation between the lawyers for the whistleblower's lawyers. And these are the people who were involved in writing the complaint, as the complaint is very lawyerly. And they say that they want to be careful about exposing the identity of the whistleblower, which is protected under the law, the whistleblower law. And, of course, you saw how careful Joseph McGuire was on Thursday. And Michael Atkinson, the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community, has been quite careful about protecting this identity. And at least so far, we don't know who this whistleblower is. And one suspects the president doesn't either, or perhaps we'd already be hearing more specific things about the whistleblower. So actually having this person in to testify is going to be a little tricky. It's not going to be the sort of thing where the person can saunter in the front door. Mm. We'll have to see how they work that out. Probably closed-door hearings is what we're assuming. And the date has not actually been set yet in that agreement. While one side says we're pretty sure we've got one, the other side says not quite yet. So we shall see.
Yeah, well, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is also taking on the whistleblower. Here he is yesterday on ABC's This Week.
The whistleblower says, I don't have any direct knowledge. I just heard things. Up until 2 weeks before he did that, that wouldn't even have been a complaint. It would have been dismissed.
And Ron, this is the claim that Republicans are making today. We understand from NPR's Tamara Keith that secondhand information, in this case from concerned White House officials, can be used by whistleblowers, you said as well.
That is typical.
Yeah. And Giuliani and Trump have already said that they asked for an investigation of Joe Biden. So it's just puzzling. Is there something they worry about that may be even more damning?
That's possible. There may be any number of reasons why they're worried about this whistleblower. One of them would be that the whistleblower is reporting on what he heard from, quote, multiple official sources. Multiple. Mm-hmm. Now, I said he. I'm using that only right. In quotation marks because we do not know the gender of the whistleblower. But the whistleblower is saying, this is a report that I'm making, not on something I heard firsthand because I was not on the telephone call, but others who were have told me this. And people who have seen the transcript, not the rough transcript, not the summary of the transcript that was put out by the White House last week, damning as it wasn't the whole story, but people who were familiar with this, multiple officials had told him. And what we are left to assume is people who are in some sense or another involved in the intelligence community had told him that this abuse was taking place. So that's really what we're talking about here. And while it is a talking point for the president and his lawyer and his backers in Congress to say it's secondhand information, as far as the law is concerned, the whistleblower law and other laws, that's just fine. People are convicted all the time on secondhand testimony.
Well, meanwhile, Adam Schiff has said that he will may subpoena Rudy Giuliani for documents and also may want to speak to him. Can somebody say they don't want to go?
They can say they don't want to go. A subpoena means under penalty. It means if you don't want to show up, there is a penalty. And that can include being held in contempt of Congress, which is a federal crime punishable by lengthy prison terms. That has to be, of course, enforced by the executive branch. And one of the things that makes all of this rather fraught is that our current executive branch, the Department of Justice under William Barr, has seemed quite reluctant to play any sort of a role as enforcing the law if it is not in the interest or at the direction of the executive that is the president of the United States. So we are in for some choppy water here where the Department of Justice is behaving more as the president's personal attorney. That's supposed to be Rudy Giuliani's role. But the Department of Justice also seems to be getting dragged into that role. Witness the fact that the president himself told the president of Ukraine, you're going to hear from my lawyers, Rudy Giuliani. And also he mentioned by name Bill Barr, the Attorney General of the United States.
Okay. NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving, another week begins. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.